Hello, the Five Minutes of the Prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 157, 157. So, what are we majoring on? We're majoring on Psalm 91 and verse 8. And verse 8 says, only, and remember, we're personalizing, only with my eyes will I behold and see the reward of the wicked. And I say with you, that is your story. You know, that is your, only with your eyes will you behold and see the reward of the wicked. So now we're looking at the wisdom of God in opposition to evil and foolishness. The other side is wisdom. So that's why we're looking at the wisdom of God. And I said, in this episode, we're treating synesis. And synesis, I gave you Sophia. I said, Sophia is what? I said, it's spirit of excellence. And that is what? Theoretical wisdom. So theory, as T-H-E-O-R-Y. Now, synesis is analytical wisdom. To be able to analyze. So immediately you begin to think of analysis comes in the mental realm. So it means mentally putting together, the ability to be able to put things together mentally is a function of the mind, or even a mindset, a way that the mind operates. And this is what you require in your business or on your job. Synesis is what you require. And let me tell you are going to function in high level synesis wherever you are found, in the name of Jesus. Listen, what's going to happen to you is that all your ideas will be excellent. and not only that, because there are some people, they have the excellent ideas, but how to communicate it. Then you're brought before the board to come and speak, and you make a mess of it. But that is not your story. It's not, oh, I was born shy. I was born, no. When the wisdom of God is operative through you, you do not even begin to reason with the thing. You act it out. It's like an already written script and you are acting it out. I hope you're getting it. You even ask yourself, wow, but why did I do this? How did I even get? And people be congratulating you. And as they are congratulating you, you are also asking yourself, so what happened here? Why did I say what the things I said? Because of the spirit of wisdom that is inside of you. I've told you, it's in your spirit. You are not now going to pray for wisdom. No. As I'm talking, you are saying, oh God, help me with my wisdom. Then it means you've not gotten it yet. Because in the previous episode, we've gone through 1 Corinthians, we've gone through all that about the wisdom of God being in you. Christ has been made the wisdom of God for the believer. For the believer, we have the wisdom of God in us. So it is a mental ability to be able to put things together. This is what God has given you. He has given you a mental capability. And as I keep telling you, I say, to be able to operate in this wisdom, for this wisdom to function in you, it means you also have to learn God's word. And the word of God has got that ability to do it in your life. What was the correlation between eating the greens and eating vegetables and your health? What's the correlation between eating food and putting on weight? The food becomes so digested and now enters your bloodstream, enters every part of you, so that the food goes into your body and becomes part of your body. When we want to take out the food, we might have to operate you and cut it off. Have you ever heard of my 600 pounds life, where people have become too fat that they have to even break doors for them to be able to, you know, break lentils for them to be able to get out of the house, because they become too fat, they can't even move. How did it happen? Food. What else? Food. It was food. But when the food entered into them, what happened? The food has mixed up with their bodies and has made them big. In the same way, I'm saying the word of God, as you are reading and as you are listening to me, is entering into your spirit. Entering into your spirit. And those words you are hearing now is the wisdom of God that will be operating through you. So hear and hear and hear. As Romans says, faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing by the word of God. So as you hear and you hear and you continue to hear the word of God, the wisdom of God is pumped in you, is heightened. And anytime you have to do it, you will know exactly what to do. It's going to be amazing to you. You will know. Listen, you will not miss a step. You are not going to miss a step. As you go into this job, new job, you are not going to miss a step. Whatever assignment you've been given, you are not going. They say it's difficult, but not for you. The wisdom of God is operative in you, in Jesus' name. Bye.